Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's mini-talk on Log Horizon for episode 20, Contract. I'm Jero, joined by Poshizzle.
Hey, what's up?
And we also have Kyokai with us.
Yay!
First time ever we've had someone else with us here on the Log Horizon mini-talks. Spoilers for listeners, we do the Space Dandy and Log Horizon talks back-to-back.
Yeah.
You know what? Fun thing, I mean, like, I'm sure that if you guys advertise on Twitter, there will be a lot of people who would like to join because Log Horizon is going pretty nice and just the whole progress has been really, really good. I recently caught up, so I'm a fan, really. It's one of the good two-core shows that we have this season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much fun. And this episode, a very emotional one and a very touching one, as we see Shiro arrive to help with the revival of Rudy. And that's what most of this episode was. And it was great to see the culmination of the conversation that he had with Regan way back about learning new things about the game and, you know, forming a contract using the, you know, ingredients and stuff with, to form the paper and the ink, and having that be the way that he could revive Rudy and turn him into an adventurer. And it was just a really touching scene, very emotional, seeing him wake up, even, you know, using that essence to revive him as a zombie for a few minutes.
Right. But like, when you see him, like, laying on the ground when Shiro gets there, he's kind of like, look, zombies, like, kind of gray looking. Mm-hmm. And it was, like you said, it was nice, emotional. We had Isuzu kind of helping him. That, like, that moment when she's helping him sign his name, and just really nice seeing those two together like that.
I mean, these characters, I mean, specifically for Rudy, I mean, we know him, like, as such a flamboyant guy. Like, you know, he's always very loud, and, like, you know, he's always showing off. So, I mean, you don't really expect this from him, but there were, I mean, hints before. So, I mean, it doesn't come out as a secret. I mean, like, you know, a surprise that, oh, he's a non-player character. But, like, the whole thing that owning up to and, like, you know, the whole responsibility that he took on himself, and then, like, the whole process, like, you know, he's so serious, but, like, you know, when he was revived as a zombie, he was like, you know, I mean, still he stuck to his guns that, you know, I did it to protect you guys and whatever. I mean, that was pretty cool. That, I want to be an adventurer. It's almost like, you know, Pinocchio, I want to be a real boy kind of a thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that thing was really played well in the entire scene. And I mean, just because, you know, this moment was built up from last few episodes, you really do, I mean, appreciate that just the side character role becomes such important, and everyone just gathers up to, you know, like, support him. It was really such a nice moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the animation in that scene where they revived him was very glorious, and I'm going to make that the album art for people that can see this on their iPods and stuff. Shiro in that scene was especially interesting because he was very stern with the members of the Midori team, saying that, you know, you're not to tell anybody about this, and sort of laid down the details for Rudy of what an adventure is, and that it's not all roses, and it's not exactly the greatest thing in the world, but it's, you know, where he's at now, and, you know, for the time being, he's loving being an adventurer.
Yeah, because it makes you wonder, you know, okay, let's say, if Shiro does, they find a way to get out of the game, you know, what happens to Rudy? Like,
yeah,
he won't be able to log out because he has no body, so it's like,
you can't just make up a person.
Right, so it's going to be kind of hard when they get to that point in the series. Like, what happens to him? Will he die? Will he live?
Yeah, I was...
There's no players
anymore, you know? Exactly. Like, would you make a player in the real world, or, like, just by signing that contract? Has he spawned some, like, you know, person in the real world? How does this work? Like, you know, I mean, when the magician came in and when he told stuff to Shiro, and I'm not going to get into details of what is what, but, like, the whole concept of, like, you know, cheating the system, actually spawning your own person, making non-player into an adventurer. I mean, I'm sure it has risks, and if Shiro has done that, I'm sure even there must be some repercussion to him as well, because in a way, I think what everyone, while reviving him, I mean, what was that group thing that they did? What did they share? Was it HP or MP? What was it?
magic points. They were
magic points.
They were using that to sort of keep his consciousness.
Yeah. Back to his body, basically, because before that he was just like, you know, like a zombie. He's basically his soul, in a way, you can say, to get back his soul in him. So, I mean, all of this is pretty tricky. I mean, it looks pretty good, like, you know, being back as an adventurer. But, you know, it makes you guess for the repercussions a lot on how now he will be. And even, like, because this is the first time this has happened in the game and this was done by Shiro, what's going to happen to him, in a way? Is there any... I mean, already people who are dying, they're losing memory. So if this kind of contract happens, is Shiro going to lose something as well? Who knows?
Yeah, their consequences remain to be seen. But the cathedral scene, Isuzu coming in and sort of punching him in the head. Give me your paw. He officially is Isuzu's pet.
Right, exactly.
So
I think
cute.
That's why I like this show, that there's just so many shippings you can do. It's just they all kind of work, so it's kind of nice.
And they are clear, you know, the most amazing thing I like about this is it's clear, you know, there's no competition. Mainly, there's no competition. Like, you know, there's Krusty, there's this princess, there's Marielle, there's like, you know, everyone, like, you know, Nyanta and that Minori chick, whatever.
Yeah,
like, everyone is there. Exactly. Everyone is there and they're good. They look good together and they have some nice moments always. Like, I think... did this happen that, you know, when Marielle was almost like, you know, fainting with after the war ended? So now Tsugu comes in and starts fanning her. So that was so cute.
Yeah, I think that's the only actual love triangle is technically with Marielle and now Tsugu and then that other guy in the Crescent Moon Guild.
The samurai looking kid.
Who was that? The one who the ninja type kid, right?
Okay. He kind of looks like Sojiro. But man, I'm blanking on the name.
Yes. I'm blanking on name too. Man, there are so many characters in this. Are you talking about Shoryu?
Yes, Shoryu. That's
it.
There it is. Yeah. That's it. We found the guy right there. So elsewhere in the episode, Krusty takes care of some of the big kahunas of the enemies, a level 86 Phoenix. You know, no real struggle there with him and the other people that were there, just totally crushing opponents. And then there's a moment where he was in the water without a shirt, Lanesia blushing, of course.
Yeah, those two, they're just so much fun together.
Again, so cute.
Yeah. He's just all like this badass. Like you were mentioning earlier off air that, you know, when he's getting ready to he gets his final attack, he tells everyone what they're going to do, and his face goes all evil mode. And it's just, he's a great character.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell he's really into the fighting.
Yes.
You know, I was thinking about getting back to Isuzu and Rudy is that when the time comes when they do figure a way out of the game, you know, what kind of impact would that have on Isuzu, developed such a bond with Rudy, but it's not a real... I mean, it's almost like us, you know, loving a player we play as or something.
Yeah, and it's same with Krusty and Lissandra. I mean, she's kind of the same. They're in the same boat. Mm-hmm. You know, he's kind of drawn to her, but she's also not real either. She's just an NPC, so it's like, are they going to make more contracts? But we're seeing what happens with that.
I guess, you know, you can actually look at this in another point of view is the fact that, like, you know, maybe they don't come out of the game at all, you know?
Oh, yeah, I don't think
so
they will.
So if they don't come out of the game, so basically it's the real world for them. Because in the end, I'm sure that, you know, because, like, you know, I do pay attention to hints because, like, they work in Log Horizon. So what we have been told is that whenever you die, you lose your memory. So basically, it might even come one point that you don't even remember that you are part of the real world. This becomes
Hugh
the real world for
that,
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
so
Krusty has hinted at before. He's lost some of his real memories. So
exactly. I mean, what was it like the name of the cat that he had?
Yeah,
whatever.
Cat,
so, but again, the thing is that just because this is happening, in the end, a proper conclusion for this would actually be not returning back, because then, like, they're so much involved in the work already. They're part of the leadership, they're part of the movement of making this island better. I mean, they are already, like, talking with the non-player characters, and they're you can say kingdoms or whatever, and they have actually what you can say recognized the adventurer as a very important, you can say, part of their, like, land, because if they don't exist, nobody's gonna protect them from all these monsters and all the stuff that's gonna happen. So in the end, I see in the long term that it might be better just to, like, stick around and, like, seriously, why not?
So, to wrap up this episode, I think the war against the goblins is pretty much done. I mean, everybody in Choshi, it looks like they took care of business there. Krusty and company took care of the bigger enemies, and a pretty happy ending to this arc. No real deaths to talk about. Of course, Rudy's death and then revival was, of course, emotional, as we've already discussed, but everybody came out okay for now. We got five more episodes left.
And we have, like, a celebration in the next episode, I guess, like, with everyone, like, dressed up in a ball or something. So I was, like, really very happy to see everyone dressed up. They actually look good, all of them. So I think next episode is all going to be, like, recuperating, and then, like, just see what the next step is, because now I guess, rather than, like, looking down upon the adventurers, the land people have to accept them as their own in a way. So might be I see some honor given or something like that,
At least a few of
definitely.
them feel that way. I could still think some of them still don't like the adventurers. They don't still trust them. Maybe
Yeah,
we just
they
see
are
that.
definitely. I'm sure council members, like, the people who were that whole table conference where there was this another guy who literally, like, destroyed the table. Remember that scene? Just by punching on
Once you
it.
talk
So
that.
there were everyone who was actually representing the land, they were just looking down on them, that, hey, you're adventurers, you don't die, so you guys have to just, like, save us, or, like, protect our land. It's almost like, it's a given. I mean, they don't even think about it, but it's interesting to see their point of view, because on the other side, on the flip side of the coin, adventurers in the beginning, unless they were stuck in the game, they didn't give a shit about the NPCs either, Oh, they're NPCs. I don't care what they think. They're not people for me in a way. So it's interesting. I mean, just to see this human concept getting into the game, and then just all this politics that is kind of, you can say foreshadowing what's happening in the real world anyways. So it's interesting. Like, I think the best thing about Log Horizon is, one is character development, but the second thing is the whole world concept, and just, like, layers after layers being, revealed. In the beginning, there was no food, then there was this food thing, like, it's yummy food, then magic, then world concept, then non-player characters, all of this. Like, I really love it, how they're enriching the whole concept. It's pretty good.
Yeah, and they keep it grounded in the game world too. They
And
do
they
tell
keep
you
on
stuff about games.
enhancing, and they keep on enhancing. It's like, it's not just like, I'm just gonna do these three things and that's it. No, they'll add four or five, and now we're at 10. So it's pretty good, like, the how they have done it. Just remind me, is this like a light novel? What's the original
Light novel.
light novel? I'm really interested to just read this now, because I mean, the whole subject, everything. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but totally agreed on all of that. Easily my favorite video game based anime. And probably I hope that when the time comes for the conclusion of the anime, that we get a something that's nice and a little conclusive, but still leaves us wanting more.
Second season.
The second season, hopefully. Hopefully the
Yeah,
second core. Or
yeah.
actually third and fourth core.
Third core, yeah.
All right, so that has been our mini talk for episode 20 for Fosh and Kyo. I'm J-Ro. We will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye.
ドキドキした。